going. Oh, pick up the phone before it blows up. Pick up the phone. Oh, Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Pick up the phone.
She's back! Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle.
To the bottom of the sea. They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
The decks are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the same.
Back upon an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love
you. I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Finally!
right. That's right.
All right, looks like we got Eddie Crump fired up here, a little yeehaw. That's a good deal. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's the 18th of September, and it's Friday. And am I waking him up? No? Okay. And we're coming to you live and in Technicolor from Henderson, Nevada. No. Yeah, we're a little late. Sorry about Amy not being on, but with all the traveling and everything else we had to do today. It just, yeah. So she decided she's just going to go sit in the hot tub and
think about it.
Forget all of her loyal fans here. All right. Let's see here. Who all we got in the chat room tonight? Looks like all the regulars. Irish, good to see you. It's been a while. Thunder 57. A few anonymous. All right. Good deal. Glad to see you guys in here tonight. All right, well, with we see that the freeway shooter down in Phoenix may or may not have been caught. It's, you know, the way I see it, if they want to stop that freeway shooter, all they got to do is say that they caught him. And then the real shooter would say, hey, if I quit now, I'm home free. Let the other guy take the rap. Or he could say, huh, I'll show them. I'll just keep going, showing them I'm smarter than they are. So, either way, hopefully it stops anyway. It's funny that they got 11 shootings, 11 vehicles hit, and no one was injured. One little girl got a little cut, if I recall. But it's lucky nobody got hit in the head. A lot of those shootings were... A lot of those bullets went through windows from various angles there, and it's just a miracle that nobody was hit with it. So hopefully it stops, whether they got the right guy or not, it doesn't matter. Let's see. All right, that was nothing. I think we'll just start out here and get going because we're still a little... Still got that fan out on my computer. So what I had to do... I had it all apart last night, and we got it back together enough to do the show. So I had to put it together a little bit more in order to bring it to Las Vegas. And so now I've got a little fan sitting on the side of the table here that's keeping it cool and running good enough until we can get the fan replaced. It did come in the mail yesterday, and I'll see if I can get that done sometime over the weekend. But let's go ahead and get going here, and we'll just play this one here for Eddie Crump. We'll be back in a minute.
Look who's coming down the street. Uh-oh, trouble's back in town. Uh-oh, I feel a sad old torture me. Uh-oh, uh-oh, trouble's back in town. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. Funny, she still looks the same. Time has brought so little change. Why did she turn up again? Just when my heart was on the mend. Wish I didn't love her so. Better hide until she goes. Uh-oh, uh-oh, trouble's back in town. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. Funny, she still looks the same. Time has brought so little change. Why did she turn up again? Just when my heart was on the mend. Wish I didn't love her so. Better hide until she goes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
Eddie Crump, everything for you tonight. You're doing so well. So that song was just especially for you. For those of you that are not in the chat and maybe new, join us here. We have a recent, hopefully a convert to good classic country music. I don't know if it's going to be a complete convert or if he just fakes it well enough to get through the night with us because he likes to spend time with us. But Eddie Crump has been a hardcore rock fan forever, but he keeps hanging around. You know, we just can't get rid of him. He keeps coming around here and listening to this good old music. So hopefully he's easing over to the light side here as time goes on. So we'll keep before that last one gets out of his head, we'll get another one going here and try to keep him tuned up here.
Don't let me cross over love's cheating line. I'm tempted, my darling, to steal you away. Don't let me cross over, stick out of my way. You know the stealing kind, but I'm faced with heartache at love's cheating line. Don't let me cross over love's cheating line. You belong to another and can never. Closer would be heaven divine. Don't let me cross over love's cheating line. I tried to forget you, but what else can I do when your eyes keep saying that you love me too? I know if I lose you, not a dream will I have left. I don't want to cheat, dear, but I can't help myself. Me cross over love's cheating line. You belong to another and can never be mine. I know one step closer would be heaven divine.
Ticket stand that you changed your mind. Let me run on out and tell a cab to keep his meter flying. 'Cause if you say goodbye to me, babe, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind. Break my mind. Just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine.
if you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind. Baby, oh baby, let me take your suitcase off of the scales in time. Tell the man that you suddenly developed a thing about flying. Cause if you say goodbye to me, babe, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind. Break my mind. No, I just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool
behind. Well, we seem to be experiencing just a little bit of trouble here. Let me see if I can get this fixed. I thought we was running pretty seamlessly and smooth tonight. Let's see here. There we go. Now we got it. Here you go, Eddie.
For jealousy and courtesy, you, the odds were just too great. I couldn't take those lonely nights you made me sit and wait. I thought I'd seen the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead, I see you in my dreams at night. So the keys and the mailbox, come on in. Wishing, dear, I had your love again.
Love again.
I'll never even ask you where you've been. The key in the mailbox, come on in.
Time the phone would ring, that want to speak to you. And it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Maybe now, oh, telephone will let me be. It's not in the book now, so you'd better write it down. Just in case your love for me should ever come around, you might want to call and break the news to me. Just call Lonesome 77203. I keep the telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you've changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be. I'm at Lonesome 77203. You're the only one I'm given our new number two. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call Lonesome 77203. Just call Lonesome 77203.
All right. We're going to continue to march here, but I do need to let you know one thing. Eddie Crump, you better be careful, boy. You are coming down here next month, you know. So let's play nice. Yeah. No, I think Eddie Crump's learning to like some of this. So anyway, next month, yeah, he's coming down here next month, and so is a whole bunch of other people from Washington, and a couple from Utah, and maybe at least one for sure from Idaho. So we're coming down here for the Restoring America's Heritage, Restoring America's Heritage 2. Which is a takeoff from the We Will Not Comply, I Will Not Comply rally up in Olympia. A lot of things were born out of that rally in Olympia, and LFA being one of them, Liberty for All, as a result of that. And these rallies and expos and all the things that's going on come directly from the Olympia rally. So we are honored, very pleased to be a part of that. And I tell you what, I have made some good friends since December 13th of last year. So, well, Anonymous 1199, I don't know if you're invited or not. I don't know who you are because you're anonymous. But yeah, whoever you are, you're invited, absolutely. So everybody's invited. Come on down. And there's going to be some training going on. There's going to be some gun trading and selling and buying and everything going on there. There'll be some speakers, going to some good speakers down here. Sheriff Mack's supposed to be there. Matt Shea's going to be there. Heather Scott's going to be there. And we've got a couple others. I'm not going to tell you who they are yet until we get them confirmed. But I think you guys are going to be real excited about this this deal. There's camping available. Some of it right there real close to the site, and others more in a forest environment on a designated campground about 2 miles away. We're getting discounts on a couple of different hotels there. And it's just going to be 3 days of fun. It's just going to be a blast. I don't know. So I for one, am really, really looking forward to this.
Now
I hope to see a bunch of you there.
A year ago today, I felt like dying. As unloved and unwanted as a heart could be. But time has a way of changing yesterday. Now the hurt's all over, all over me.
The fairest one in
my Cajun baby for the world's gold. Way down yonder in the bayou country in dear old Louisiana.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, a thousand head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment, lightning struck not 20 yards from me. And left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange. A voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the thousand head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price. When a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My wicked past unfolded, I thought of wasted years. When another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. And the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
I called your name out loud to a stranger yesterday. When she turned around, I said, I'm sorry, and just walked away. From a distance, she had that look, and for a second or two, I thought it was you. Took a moment to catch my breath. Tried to brace myself, still don't have a clue how to leave your memory behind after all this time. I hear there's one special love each life lasts like a fool. I thought it was you. I still drive by your house, taking trips down memory lane. We had our future worked out. At least we did on that old porch swing. Today in my rearview mirror, I saw an old Malibu. Girl, I thought it was you. Took them all up to catch my breath. Tried to brace myself. Still don't have a clue how to leave your memory behind. After all this time, I hear there's one special love in each life. Now it's like a fool. I thought it was you. Am I really a fool? I thought it was you. I thought it was you.
Just like any other boy, I like to hold them tight. Sometimes I got resistance, but no matter how I try, when a cute little gal just looks at me with a gleam in her eye, and I say, you better not do that. She say, why? And I say, 'cause you just better not do that. When I was in the country school, I always had a girl. They'd laugh and giggle awful cute and put me in a whirl. And every day at recess time they'd follow me outside. I'd scratch my head and wonder, are they ever satisfied? I'd say, honey, you better not do that. She said, why? And I said, 'cause you just better not do that. When I was a little older, I went to the country dance. I went to have a little fun, I wasn't thinking about romance. But the dim lights just lured them on and they'd snuggle up to me. I knew I couldn't last too long, 'cause I'm human, you see. I'd say, baby, you better not do that. She'd say, why? And I'd say, 'cause you just better not do that. Now that's the way my life has been, ain't it a crying shame? How much longer can I last if I keep playing a game? Sometimes I don't know who I am, don't they know what they're doing? I'm afraid in years to come that girls will be my ruin. And I'll say, now honey, you better not do that. She'd say, why? I'd say, well, you just better not do that. And she'll say, why? And I'll say, oh, well, oh, it's all right if you do that.
Andrews Tower, good morning. Angel Flight Bravo 02, ready for takeoff. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for takeoff. Runway 25, get them home, boys.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down.
Well, I fly that plane called the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone on the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another thing. We do what we do 'cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I fly that plane called the Angel Flight. And come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone on the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I am taking you home.
Wish I could ever do an Angel Flight Bravo 02,
checking
in level
290.
We got
a
hero on board tonight. Roger, radar contact,
Godspeed. Well, the carpet's quiet and the stars are bright. Feels kinda like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the Angel Flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane called the Angel Flight, got a hero riding with us tonight.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. After you've loved me for a million years, then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. If you must go, I won't grieve. If you just wait a lifetime before you leave. But if you must go, I won't say no, just so we can say that we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years.
Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Then you can tell me goodbye.
All right, time to take a little break.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move. Sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I?
Steal your love from me.
just on somebody's back in time.
If I die before you wake, take a good look at what God's given us. That we could only understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. Tell everybody that I miss them, and I can't wait to get back home. Until then, I'll serve my country and be proud to wear this uniform. If I die before you wake, I pray the world will take a good look at what God's given us. If we could only understand, everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. No, it ain't too high a price to pay if I die.
Thank you. this world in lonesome is me. The last word in lonesome is me. My heart is as lonely as a heart can be lonely. The last word in lonesome is me. Too bad what's happened to our good love. Too bad what's happened to our good love. Sometimes our best isn't quite good enough, and the last word in lonesome is me. The last word in lonesome is me. The last word in lonesome is me. My heart is as lonely as a heart can be lonely. The last word in lonesome is me. My heart is as lonely as a heart can be lonely. The last word in lonesome is me.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground, kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch. He came to ride the Brute, and he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough wrong buster in a continental suit.
He was driving home one evening in his beat-up Pontiac when an old lady flagged him down. Her Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened standing out there in the snow. Till he said, I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name's Joe. She said, I'm from St. Louis, and I'm only passing through. I must have seen 100 cars go by. This is awful nice of you. When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, how much do I owe you? Here's what he had to say. You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. And someone wants to help me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet, and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. And though she didn't know her story, and she probably never will, when the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door, and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what she wrote. You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. Someone wants to help me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. That night when she got home from work, the waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the ladies known had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, everything's gonna be alright. I love you, Joe.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song. 'Cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue. 'Cause I'm all through crying.
song, cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a rainbow through a heaven of blue, cause I'm all through crying.
You know, before we do another one here, I got to remind everybody about the interview that we had Wednesday night with Lavoie Finicum. Guys, I want you to go back and listen to that once in a while. It's readily available. I'll put the link up on the chat room here, but you can go to the Shooting Bench, or let's see, yeah, tsb.podbean.com, and look it up by the date, day before yesterday. This is probably the best interview and the best information maybe ever on the Shooting Bench. One of the top, you know, two or three anyway. Yeah, it was a great, great show, and that will not be the last that we hear of Lavoie Finicum, I can promise you that. Matter of fact, I'm already working on other ways to talk to him here. So, anyway. Just had to throw that in there. I'll go get the link for you and put it in the chat room here.
We was hunting bear for the rocking chair.
I'm going
out
right
on
now.
I-40, dodging bucks in pickup trucks in
right
West
away.
New Mexico.
Pretty
it
quick.
Was a cloudy day, and me and old Jay was just about bored to
Why
tears.
Why are we waiting so long?
But we come awake when a CB break come a ringing loud and clear. And we heard this voice that we ain't never heard before. Saying,
Break 19, I'm CB Savage. Hi, all you 18-wheelers. Anyone seen any smoky bears? How about some bear smokies? CB Savage here. Come on.
Well, I looked at Jay and I said, Hey, did you hear what I just heard? He nodded his head and his face got red and he never said a word. We both reached for the mic, thinking we might just answer that 19 call, when that CB device come back to life, just a lisping wall to wall. And that unusual voice came on again, saying,
Break 19 again. This is your one and only CB Savage. Mercy sakes, good bodies. Could I please have your 20? I'd settle for a big 10-4. Mercy, mercy. How about a milepost? Listen, you can't keep your hammers down forever, you know. Speak to me, pedal pumpers. How about it?
Well, the box went dead and we looked straight ahead and didn't say a word at all. We had four in the chair and the door back there, but nobody'd answer that call. A while went by and Jay and I, we started breathing again. We figured this stranger was plumb out of range when all at once he'd come back in. And it was that same odd voice saying,
Breakers, breakers, any takers? Hi, hi, it's me again. I'm in your chair and I love it there. Say, you truckers really know how to take a person for a ride. Speak to me, you diesel demons. I'd love to get to know your handles. CB Savage here. Come on, come on.
I grabbed the mic and I held it tight and my hand began to sweat. I looked at Jay and he was grinning away like a big old bird-fed cat. So I put down the talker and turned up the squawker and got a good grip on the wheel. I decided the trucker that answered this duck sure as heck wasn't gonna be me. About that time, that weird voice came back on again, saying,
Yoo-hoo, breakaroo. Hi-hi, you Jim Dandy Jimmy Jammers, you. Do I ever have a surprise for you? If you listen real close, you'll find my voice is changing. And if you'll start checking your rear views, you'll find you got company. Five plain white smokies dressing up for a ticket writing party. Y'all were so busy copying my put on, you didn't notice your little convoy was being infiltrated. You
you can start shutting them down anytime now. This is your CB Savage, the Smokey's friend. Wall to wall and treetop tall. That is all. Bye-bye.
Gladness, now there's sadness, only dear. Handy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
I say the night you left me, nothing worse could ever happen. Seeing you with someone else proved that I was wrong. When your eyes met mine, I knew that you were gone forever. Along with all the reasons I had for hanging on. I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, or in the gray walls of a prison doing time. I think I'd rather die and go to hell face the devil than to lie here with you and him together on my mind. I always thought that someday we might get back together. I just thought you needed time to spread your wings and fly. When I saw the love and way you held on to each other, it was all that I could do not to break right down and cry. I'd be better off in a pine box on the slow train back to Georgia, in the gray walls of a prison doing time. I think I'd rather die and go to hell and face the devil than to lie here with you and him together.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Seen y'all messing around there, she go. I know the man done gone, and then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. I know
he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you. And it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand. Made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But old handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing. Her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing. And she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow, and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
You can't believe everything you read on my face. I'm over you. You heard I'm drinking more than I should. That I ain't been looking all that good. Someone told you I was taking. Take me to rough, why they made
Yeah, no way. No way you really thought I was going to let that play all the way through, huh?
the door to happiness you open wide. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you.
Wow.
just thumb and walk and wait, and I'm still 500 miles away from home. If my luck had been just right, I'd be with them all tonight, but I'm still 500 miles away from home. I'm still 500 miles away from home. Oh, I'm still 500 miles away from home.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't have. It's early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm, raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a cattle low. Good and all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money hungry fools. Rather have a fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Till the day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, I'm a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy, yeah.
will treat you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. Oh, I do wish you joy. And I wish you happiness. But above all,
how come I call my old mule Roof, when in fact the solemn truth is that he's a Jack and not no Jenny, that's for sure. Well, ain't no call for you to know, but since you asked, I'll tell you so. Just settle back and heed to what I say. It started in 1861, the war, well, it had just begun to be a war. I wasn't much, so to speak, a mule skinner, not one to seek fame or fortune, especially in no war. Now every man's got a pride, most times it's deep inside about his job, and mine was attending mules. My favorite was a long-eared Jenny. Now I reckon you'll think that I'm a ninny, 'cause I loved her just like I'd love my mother. She was faithful, stout, and she was smart, and friend, she had lots of heart. If she'd been a man, I'd have loved her like a brother. Well, we'd fought back with all we had, but still the war was a-going bad, for in 64, Schofield hit us Tennessee boys hard. And just 30 miles away at dawn near Spring Hill on early morn, five generals that wore Confederate gray had chitlins and bacon and eggs and grits. Lord, they'd planned to give them fits, but the tide of war just went the other way. The five brave men that led Hood's charge was met by artillery barrage that mowed them down just like so much hay. Now somebody had to get them men, and by golly, I can't remember when I've ever been so proud as I was that day. Just take old Ruth, the captain said, and when it got dark, I slowly led my Jenny to the Harpeth River's bank. I found them young boys in gray, and when on Ruth's back they stiffly lay, I started back, but then my spirit sort of sank. A dad-blamed sentry opened fire, and them Yankees did conspire to add me to their list of casualties. Well, old Ruth, she just plowed along, not a-listening to the bullet song, just brushed them off like they was a swarm of bees. Somehow we got back at night, and I thank God I was all right. I'd brought them boys from where they was laying. I hadn't even got a scratch, so I lit my pipe, and when the match flared up, I seen old Ruth was just a-swaying. Blood was running down her side. My throat choked up, and then I cried, and she looked at me, and her eyes was soft and brown. She seemed to say, "Now don't cry for me. We had a job to do, you see." And then old Ruth just seemed to slide right down. There's a marker I put on her grave. It reads, "Here lies a mule who gave her life," and that's the truth. Now every mule I'll ever own will bear your name, so be it known. While I'm alive, they'll always be a roof. Yeah, they'll always be a roof.
Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time. Lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday you'll see the light. Let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him. Some fantasy, darling, just once let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Well, I made my plans to leave you far behind, to put you in my past and get you all
It's been a while since I've been home.
Go start your life, son.
Thanks.
Our family.
He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. Buried him beneath the willow. The angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled
trigger. Finally drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, laying into his picture for dear life. We laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angel sang a whiskey lullaby.
Seen old Rivers. I can't remember when he wandered around. Well, that old fella did a heap of work. Spent his whole life walking plowed ground. He had a one-room shack not far from us, and, well, we was about as poor as him. He had one old mule he called Midnight, and I trailed along after them. Used to plow them rows straight and deep, and I'd come along there behind, a busting up clods with my own bare feet. Old Rivers was a friend of mine. The sun would get high and that mule would work, and old Rivers would finally say, whoa. He'd wipe his brow and lean back in the reins and talk about a place he's gonna go. Say, one of these days, I'm gonna climb that mountain, walk up there among them clouds, where the cotton's high and the corn's are growing, and there ain't no fields to plow. I got a letter today from the folks back home, and they're all fine. She's dry. Down near them end, Mom said, son, you know old Rivers died. They're sitting here now in this new plowed earth, trying to find me a little shade. With the sun beating down across the fields, I see that mule, old Rivers, and me. Now, one of these days, I'm going to climb that mountain. Walk up there among them clouds where the cotton's high and the corn's are growing and there ain't no fields to plow. With the sun beating down across the fields I see that mule, old Rivers, and me.
No brag, just fact.
Thank you. has come for Saturday night. Man, it's nothing but cups of sangria wine. It's organic and it comes from the vine. It's also legal and it gets you so high. Yeah, and I love that sangria wine. Love is drinking with old friends of mine. Yeah, I love to get drunk with friends of mine when we're drinking that old sangria wine. Oh, I love sangria wine. Oh, I love sangria wine. Start with some wine, some apples and brandy, and sugar just fine. Old friends always show up on time. That's why you had bartending.
They say a man shouldn't passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on.
It up with this one. I know I haven't talked very much tonight. I've had other things to do, but we're going to, hopefully y'all have enjoyed the music, but we're going to wrap it up here. We've got one more, and then I'll come back and say goodbye, and then we'll start our weekend.
Shake me, I rattle, squeeze me, I cry. Please take me home and love me. Toy shop on the corner of the square, where a little girl was looking in the window there. She was looking at a dolly in a dress of rosy red, and around the pretty dolly hung a little sign that said, "Shake me, square so long ago, where I saw a little dolly that I wanted so. I remembered how I longed to make it mine.
It was late and snow was falling as the shoppers hurried by, past the girl at the window with her little head held high. They were closing up the toy shop as I hurried through the door, just in time to buy the dolly that her heart was longing for. Shake me, we both had longed to buy. Shake me, I rattle, squeeze me, I cry. Please take me home and love me.
All right, there you go, Eddie. I hope you enjoyed that one. That one was just for you, and I'm glad you stayed with us all night. It's always fun. Okay, Tamp, changes have been made to the page, and I'll work on the description and stuff if you want me to in a little bit. And you're right, Amy's in the hot tub, so I gotta go. We'll see you all Monday. I hope you have a great weekend, and there are things promised to get exciting next weekend, so they say, or next week sometime. So we'll see how that all turns out. But, Casper, I think this right here is what you were thinking about. Rights at Risk, no, Debbie Reynolds. That was Christy Lane that does that song. I think Debbie Reynolds did it, but she didn't do nearly as good a job of it. Somebody else did. Another gal did it beside, but this was the original anyway. Okay, Casper, this is for
you.
That's
what I said. James is darn good. But he's better. And I'm better than both of them. No brag, just fact.
There you have it. I'm out of here. Thanks, guys.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you were lying. It sounded so true when you said I love you. Now I'll say it's all over but the crying. It's all